So mine is about the story of a commute from Ocean City back to Towson, where we were living at the time. And to begin the story, we do an annual vacation down in Ocean City, and my brothers-in-laws are my best friends. It was about 15 years ago, so we were heavy into drinking and doing all the partying and stuff, like, woo! You know, the wives are home with the kids, they hate us the next day, and all that kind of stuff. But towards the end of the week, you know, I had a little trouble with the bathroom. Wasn't really working out for me. So we check out Saturday morning about 10 a.m. and start driving home. And things are fine, right? I get about halfway home and I get the gurgle. No problem. I'll hit the next exit and we'll get off McDonald's and I'll go to the bathroom, Burger King. And the closer I got to that Burger King, the more urgent the urge came, right? So, like, just imagine that, closing that gap. And as soon as I pulled in the parking lot, and the closer I got to it, I had my foot planted on the floor, my gas, my right foot on the pedal, and my seat, my bottom came off the seat, and I was clenching and clenching and clenching and holding it in, like, I can do this, I can do this. I'm sweating. My wife's looking at me like, what is wrong with you? Like, and I'm like, I'm going to, and she's like, oh my God. So we pulled into the parking lot, and as soon as I put on the brake and parked the car, it happened, right? So I'm in the car, and my wife looks at me. My wife's right there, by the way. I love you, Kathleen. And she, did you just shit your pants? I'm like, yeah. I did. So I got cargo shorts on from the beach. It's all a mess. And she's like, go into the Burger King and take care of it. Like, if I get out of the car, it's going to fall out. I can't do this. You know, like, we've got to find a secluded spot where I can clean up. So we do that. We pull, I put my butt back down in the seat, which is like really, really gross and disgusting. But I'm out of options, right? Got to do what you got to do. So I pull out, and we go down the road, and we find this little secluded space where they're doing construction behind a little dumpster. We pull off, I get out, I'm holding my shorts, you know, walk my way around to the front of the truck and pull my everything off and kind of clean up as best I can. Thankfully, we had kids at the time, so we had lots of diaper wipes and stuff. So I'm like, hey, Kathleen, can you grab the wipes, please? So I've got, you know, 800 wipes, and I'm taking care of business and doing the best I can. And, you know, I finish up, and Kathleen, I need something to cover up. I'm not taking the shorts back with me. And so she gets out and goes back to the truck and gets a towel, a beach towel, and I'm wrapping myself up with the kilt to shame and getting back in the truck. And, all right, whew, that was embarrassing, but we're on the road. So I get, you know, halfway down the road, a couple miles, 10 miles, and I forgot my wallet. Forgot my wallet in my pants. So I had to turn back around, go back to the dumpster with my poopy drawers in it, pull out my wallet, still wearing the kilt of shame, and, oh, by the way, my belt was there, so I got that. So my favorite belt. So, you know, we finished our drive back to Baltimore, and I hop in the shower, clean up a bit. We all left the beach at the same time because we're going to Uncle Preston's party, his 80th birthday party or something like that. Everybody got there an hour earlier than I did. So we arrive an hour late, and we're all standing around. I was like, where were you? What happened? So my wife, being the lovely wife that she is, I love you, darling. She goes, tell the story, Daryl. So I had to tell this story at that party like 10 times. But, you know, no moral here, it's just an embarrassing story. So, thank you.